So everyone's piling on Ellen DeGeneres these days.
I know.
Yeah, it's so celebrities have kind of drawn their line in the sand. Some are supporting her, some are not. You know, her brother said he supported her, and then he got yelled at, like, people are being abused. How could you be so supportive? Like, WTF.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite pylon of the Ellen DeGeneres story. A 52-year-old man claims that Ellen DeGeneres bullied him 41 years ago when he was 11.
I think the things that caught me most is, you know, being a child and being heavy, being overweight, you're always conscious of that, right? I mean, you get made fun of in school, you get made fun of other places. This was the first time I'd ever had someone who, in my eyes, was an adult do that to me. And I think that's one of the reasons it stuck with me for so many years. It was quite hurtful. At that age, it had an impact. You know, there's an old thing that people say, you know, hey, you can't do that. And people go, okay, well, I'm going to persevere through and I'm going to do it anyway. Well, you tell me you can't do that. I go, okay, I won't do it. And I'm sure that that's not the sole reason, the sole incident from childhood that's done that. But it definitely had an effect on how I look at people.
Right. That's Ben Gravelet. And what he said was that when Ellen DeGeneres was 20 and he was 11, she told him that he can't draw. I guess he gave her some sort of drawing and he made fun of the drawing, the picture, called him fat, called him stupid. And the only reason why I'm going to think this did happen is because all the stories we're hearing about Ellen now and that people like, well, she's famous now. But, you know, I'm my area of research. The whole thing is you can't make somebody be a jerk who is not a jerk. Fame does not make you a jerk. You are a jerk. You go into entertainment. It makes you more of a jerk. That's all there is to it. Like my favorite example, I hate to say it, but like, my God, I used to be friends with the Jennifer Lopez family.
Mm.
And Jennifer Lopez was always nasty to me and our friends. Always. Like that was not new information. So when we heard the diva stories about her, fame didn't turn her into that. She was always that.
So this guy is claiming that this guy is 52 years old.
Yeah.
He is saying that this happened over 40 years ago.
Yeah, Ellen was 20, he was 11.
He was 11 years old. I can't remember yesterday, let alone over 40 years ago, of somebody saying anything to me. So I don't believe this at all.
Listen, when somebody says something traumatizing to you, you remember it.
I
remember being bullied on a bus at camp by the Murphy brothers. Everyone called them the Durfee Murphys.
Mm-hmm.
The Murphy brothers bullied the heck out of me. I can tell you that conversation verbatim. Like, I remember everything about it. And I was probably 9 at the time. So I think when you have a traumatic moment, especially when an adult says something creepy to you, or you never forget those things. It's always on your mind. And then when that person becomes famous, you're like, oh, ooh, should I out them? But, you know, he's been holding it in all these years, but now seems like the time to kind of pile on.
Now is the time because it's 40 years later and everybody else is piling on her. I don't believe it. I mean, you can probably remember the guy's names, exact words that happened. I can't. You know, I can't remember one person's name from when I was 11 years old. There's no way.
But that's because you were never traumatized. You didn't have a really bad bullying situation. You know, like I can relate to this guy. I'm 100% sure that this happened to him. And the reason why he waited till now is because, you know, before this, everybody loved Ellen. Had he told anybody this, they would have been like, he would have been dragged. He would have been canceled. Something would have happened to him at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's like, okay, everyone's saying she's a bully. Well, I got a story. And this is just this is what happened with Weinstein. You know, once one person finally came forward, once Rose McGowan came forward, suddenly all these women were coming forward and being like, hi, hashtag me too.
I'm telling you, I can't remember what I did an hour ago.
But just because you can't remember doesn't mean somebody else can't. They can't, you know, nothing really traumatic happened to you, I guess.
I guess it could have, and I just blocked it out. And that means I really don't remember it.
Yeah, maybe. But then there's people like me and this dude who, you know, we remember when people did crappy things to us. And let me tell you something, if the Durfee Murphys were famous now, you would have heard this story out of me 10 years ago.